Sometimes we live our lives in third person, missing out on living in real time. Something has either bumped us out of first person, or the routine and comfort we find in the ordinary has lulled us into a third person space. Holy ground moments surprise us, and they happen often unexpectedly, calling us out of our third-person autopilot life into a first-person holy ground life tense. Some 20-ish years ago, I took numerous communion meals on autopilot until a wonderful man with Down syndrome, Tommy, shook me into a first-person holy ground life. Hence, it's a tremendous gift to have such a dear person in my current call at Joy Lutheran Church who is similarly named and similarly gifted, Tommy. Way back 20-ish years ago, each week, the young man who lived in North Florida near us would come to the table with his father and mother every Sunday. Once I was incredibly uncomfortable with his ill-timed cackles and really unpredictable amens. But week in and week out, I became both impressed and instructed by Tommy's beautiful childlike faith. Each week we'd gather at the table, and our priest would distribute the bread and wine. Harriet and I had been living in an area only a short time, and we hadn't found a Lutheran congregation in which we felt connection and belonging. And that was encountered by us at a small Episcopal congregation. And so there we were worshiping during those days. On this particular communion Sunday, it was incredibly crowded, for Palm Sunday was kicking off Holy Week. The communion rail was every bit as crowded as the nave and the narthex. The communion rail was so cramped and uncomfortable, it felt that I was having to pull my shoulders in tight so as not to feel people's bodies pressing so hard against me. Because I don't like being touched particularly well, having the ushers wisely holding some back until space is made at the chancel was a tremendous gift. There at the chancel, kneeling beside me, was Tommy, gathered with his mom and dad. Once the priest arrived at Tommy's place, offering the bread with words, "The body of Christ, the bread of heaven." Behind our priest comes the deacon, giving Tommy the wine, saying, "The blood of Christ, the cup of salvation." And upon hearing the priest and deacon's words, Tommy gestures, speaking out, "For me, for me, for me." Tommy sounds as if he's receiving the crown jewels, $10 million, a date with Angelina Jolie, and a Maserati in which to pick her up and go catting around town. His joy rivals every bit of the exponential Christmas morning joy that I felt when I'd discovered under the Christmas tree things I'd circled in the Sears wish book. This amazing man in childlike faith is so joyous, for he's embracing the words spoken by the priest. Words that came through this priest from Jesus, from the deacon through Jesus. Words of forgiveness, healing, hope. Tommy's childlike faith embraces these words of Jesus Christ as he tastes in the body and blood of Jesus God's forgiveness, grace, and love. as he remembers intimately what love feels, seems, tastes, and is truly like. Instantly it takes my breath away, pulverizes my heart, brings small trickling tears down my cheeks. As 21-ish years ago, this extraordinary man moves this extraordinarily ordinary guy out of third-person autopilot life and into first-person holy ground life tense. And he does it in a joyous two-word sermon that ranks above the best I've heard proclaimed, in fact, ranks above any that I've ever proclaimed. For in this much time, toot sweet, it snapped this guy from third into first person, holy ground life tense. Friends, this is Good Friday. What's holding us back? What is holding us back in third-person autopilot life? Why not let our Savior's bleeding, suffering, and dying in an instant move us into first-person holy ground life tense? Why not hear in Tommy's simple words, for me, for me, for me, Jesus Christ saying to us, for you, for you, amen.